Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is our declaration. This is our decree. Amen. We have decided. Praise God. And God has given us the open book test. He's given us the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have decided to rejoice and be glad in this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank you for joining us here on the Blog Talk Radio. You're here with Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So we honor our great God on today. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, our kinsman Redeemer. He is worthy to be praised. We honor. Amen. The Holy Ghost on tonight. Amen. We say, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. And we honor our great leadership on this side of heaven. Amen. Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated and Chief Apostle. The ministry is headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. And we just bless the Lord for all those that stand with Dr. Ogburn in the ministry. Praise God. In our headquarters church, as well as my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White. Amen. And all of the saints of God in the number two church in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. I'm Pastor Terry White. Amen. And just blessed to be a part of what God is doing and to be with you on tonight for this part of God's service on Blog Talk Radio on tonight. Amen. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to go into the Word of God, which is the Word of Truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy toward us. Amen. We thank you for your love that reaches beyond every boundary to find us. Hallelujah. And to deliver us and to cover us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that you shed that washes us whiter than snow. Hallelujah, that your blood becomes a defense. Hallelujah, a boundary of defense. Amen, a hedge of protection for your children. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for you being our kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah, you didn't forget about us, but you came to save us. You shed your blood and you died on an old rugged cross to pay the penalty for our sins, a price that you didn't owe, but a price that we owed but could not pay. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that is able to keep us from falling. We thank you for your word that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you for being the living word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your written word that we have. And we thank you for illuminating our hearts and our minds that we are able to rightly divide your word, God. And we give you all the honor, glory, and the praise for being with us on tonight. Hallelujah. And we say it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to pray. We should always pray. Hallelujah. Always pray. Look at the people in, of Syria and of Turkey after the massive earthquake and subsequent aftershocks where that in most places would be probably terrifying earthquakes in themselves, and those were just the aftershocks. And just how many souls were lost, amen, in that devastation, those earthquakes and aftershocks. And they're still finding people in the rubble. And even and we honor and praise God for that. Hallelujah. Those ones that have been found alive and being able to be rescued, it is just a testimony to God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we comfort those who mourn, even as the death toll rises with, you know, those ones who did lose their lives in those earthquakes, God, we just stand together as a body of believers in Christ Jesus, that the Lord's comfort will go out to all those who are mourning their loved ones, and some children mourning parents, some parents mourning children, and just loved ones, friends, and again, we stand with those who are being found alive, and praying that God would just do miraculous things in their lives. Praise God, to destroy what this terrible situation has caused and rendered in their lives. Praise God. Amen. And we see these types of things all over. Praise God. Amen. And we have to understand that in the midst of all of that, our God is still sovereign. He is still all love. Amen. He is still holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And even though we may not understand all the things that happen, but we must understand that because we are living on this earth, which is still in a fallen and broken state because of sin, amen, there are certain things that are going to happen that are beyond our comprehension. But guess what? Amen. The sovereign, holy, all-knowing, all-loving God knows, amen, and he cares. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's just no way, amen, around that. Hallelujah. He is the just judge. Amen. He is righteousness. Amen. And hallelujah, he is faithful to us. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, amen, in those verses that many of us know, it says that his mercies, amen, have never failed us. They're new for us every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. And many of us can say amen, hallelujah, with all the truth from the depths of our being that God has been faithful to us. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter whether we have been faithful, amen, in our lives and our living toward him, God has always been faithful to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Good God Almighty. Amen. So we just have to thank God for what God is doing, amen, and how he's moving in our lives, amen, in the lives of people everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at the word of God on tonight. Amen. We see that the word of God is sure and it is right. Many of the things that we see through the word of God, we see it coming to pass in the times that we are living in. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want to draw your attention to the passage of scripture that we think will be a blessing to you. Amen. Again, from Sunshine in the Heart of God, amen, that he has expressed to us, praise God, and we want to share with you. we want to understand the truth of God's word coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 1. Many times that in our lives there is going to be chastisement. Amen. God, amen. He chastens whom he loves. Praise God. Amen. And true love will correct. True love will, amen, warn. True love will, amen, exhort us and admonish us in toward godly things and godly ways. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 1, it reads in this wise, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you understand the powerful wording here, amen, and the strength, amen, of God's word, amen, and is coming, amen, very, very straightforward and very, very straight to the point. Hallelujah. Amen. If there have been time after time, and we can testify, most of us in our lives, amen, that it has even come to a point of rebuke, amen. And this is he, amen, who is often rebuked and hardens his neck and stubborn and just resistance to the just flat out rebuke, it says, will suddenly be destroyed. Amen. Suddenly, amen, it will come upon them suddenly, will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. My God. Hallelujah. It says without remedy. Huh? Amen. There's nothing that, amen, at this point, praise God, that's going to stop this, amen, from happening, because this is of God. Amen. The righteous judge. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to happen suddenly. They're going to be destroyed, and that is going to be without remedy. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing or no one at that point when, amen, a person reaches that point, amen, that there is going to be any remedy that's going to bring them out of that. So it is to say that before we get to that point as people of God, amen, before we get to a point where we have been rebuked to the point over and over, amen, where and we become stiff-necked, hallelujah, and have hardened our necks to the very rebuke of God. My God, hallelujah! That and that we don't turn and from, amen, those sinful ways and evil ways, that's bringing the rebuke, and turn to God and repent, amen, and receive, amen, such a great redemption and revitalization of our very souls and spirits and minds, praise God, hallelujah. If we resist it, amen, it says, amen, it will be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy. My God, amen, hallelujah. We just on verse 1. Verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Amen. We're going to stop there and deal a little bit more with verse 1 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Stiff-necked and rebellious people, amen, are likened to a person who is a worker of witchcraft, amen, that disobedience to that point, hallelujah, is flagrant, amen. It is Hallelujah. It is intentional. There is a robust intentionality in pushing away the grace, amen, the judgment, the truth, amen, and the admonishment of God, hallelujah, and of godly people, amen, to the point where sudden destruction will come upon that one, amen, who is often rebuked and hardens his heart, his neck, amen. And it's going to be, there is not going to be any remedy. It's not going to be any reprieve for it at that point. Stop before God has to bring you to a point where there is no remedy, amen. There is no turning back from that sudden destruction. My God, hallelujah, amen. I don't want to be a part, amen, of losing, amen, the blessed hope that God has given me through Christ Jesus, amen, because at some point I become so hard-hearted, amen, so stiff-necked, hallelujah, that, amen, I'm being rebuked over and over and over, and I still won't yield, my God. At that point, we have been turned over, amen, hallelujah, amen, to a reprobate state. We have been turned over to our own devices, my God, hallelujah, and left there, amen, and that's when there is, amen, a lack of, amen, reprieval, amen, and you're just left in that condemnation of your sin and rebellion, my God, amen. And no one has to come to that point, but unfortunately there are some that will, my God. And we have to understand and we have to know, amen, that number one, that is not God's plan or will for anyone. Hallelujah. Because he wishes that all would be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. To know the Lord Jesus as Savior. Amen. And Messiah, King and Lord. Hallelujah. And have their lives changed. Hallelujah. But there are some, amen, no matter the amount of grace, no matter the amount of warning, as Scripture says, amen, warning comes before the destruction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if we look back at the verse previous to verse 1 in chapter 29, the last verse, chapter 28, verse 28 in chapter 28, praise God, it says, when the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be counted as the wicked, amen, because it is, amen, a perishing, amen, in that there is wages that are paid for that sin, amen, and the wages of sin is death, amen, but the gift of God is, amen, eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. We want to encourage your hearts on this evening, praise God, to understand what these couple of scriptures are saying to us, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be counted among the wicked. Amen. When you're counted among the wicked, the word God lets us know, when the wicked man is in rule, the people groan. When the righteous are in authority, amen, the people rejoice. amen, be a part of that rejoicing. Amen. Yield ourselves unto the mighty hand of God and to his unction. Amen. The unction of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. That's moving us in the ways of God away from the sin that so easily besets us. Amen. And into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My God. Hallelujah. So that we are better, amen. The people around us and that's connected to us, amen, are better and live better because God is causing, amen, our lives to be changed and invigorated with his love and his joy and, amen, and his peace. There are going to be some things that we're going to deal with in this life because, again, we live in a fallen world that's ravaged by sin, amen, but we, amen, are in this world, but we're not of it when we align ourselves truly and submit ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And that's what we want you to understand, even from these Old Testament passages of Scripture, amen, in the Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 1, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen. If that don't make us want to, amen, examine where we are with the Lord, amen, and come into right standing with God, amen, I really don't know what else will. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be a sudden destruction for those who continue to harden their necks. Because in that hardening of your neck, you're, again, that disobedience is likened unto witchcraft. So now you have become a witch or a warlock, amen, working in the ways of that craft that is totally against God's will and his way, amen, his holiness, his, amen, his kingdom rule, praise God. You are in direct opposition to God, amen, and that is no place for anyone to be. Hallelujah. That is a terrible place for anyone to be. Amen. Is in direct opposition to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you become an enemy to God, amen, God triumphs over his enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is no one that can save you. There is no one that can pull you out. There is no one that can bring you out of that. Amen. Once you have gotten to that point, once you have gone to that place, that is a place that is that just calls for sudden destruction, and there is no remedy. There is no reprieve. There is nothing that can be said or done to bring you out of that. My God. So we encourage you today, hallelujah, amen, by the great mercies of God, hallelujah, amen, that we do, that you do not become so rebellious, stiff-necked, hardened-necked, amen, that sudden destruction comes upon you, amen, and that without remedy, that you're not aligning yourself, amen, with the wicked, where the people groan, amen, but be a part of that righteous coalition, hallelujah, amen, that has been assigned and by God, sealed by, amen, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, amen, that the people can rejoice, amen, when you're around, amen, and people can rejoice when you, amen, are given a special role in the body of Christ and what God is doing in the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all of you tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this evening. Again, I'm Pastor Terry White, your host for this evening from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Lakeland, Florida campus. Praise God. Amen. Along with my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White, Amen. And your number two church, we salute you all. Amen. All the body of Christ that is tuned in. Amen. And we encourage you, if you are in the DMV, the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, if you want to, amen, join in the fellowship of Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ on Sundays, amen, hallelujah, generally at 1:30, amen, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. You could join Sunshine of Faith, the headquarters church there for Sunday service. Now, this Sunday, they are going to be in another fellowship, amen, so they won't be at their own church location, amen. They'll be in another fellowship, praise God. But beyond that, amen, you can contact Sunshine of Faith by calling 301-732-0461. Amen. That'll get you in contact with Sunshine of Faith and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. She is a licensed counselor, and she'll be able to give you all the information and details on, you know, the service times and events. Amen. If you are listening to us and you are in that area, praise God. Amen. You can join them. Again, they'll be doing a special fellowship service, and so they won't be at their church location on Sunday. They'll be with another church. Amen. But normally, 1:30 p.m. on Sundays, praise God, you can join them. Amen. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, we want to let you know that Jesus loves you first. He loves you best. So Jesus loves you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.